Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try Yes Hand. Now, this is a collaboration beer with Collective Arts. Now, this was a hard one to find on Untappd because the hand does have an and symbol, and I wasn't putting that in, so I couldn't find it. But what this says, ale with peaches, pecan pie extract, vanilla, and cinnamon. 13% ABV. This was $5.99 a can. I believe it's the first one I've had from them. From Untappd, this is saying a double white stout. Now, I do like white stouts, and I'm not sure if it's because, I don't want to say like white chocolate, but it's a little sweeter chocolate, and I usually get more coffee out of them. That's just my theory. So let's go ahead and open this and get it into a can. At first, because I didn't even read what was on the back of this, I just looked at it. I actually thought it was a double New England IPA, but obviously I was wrong. Does look like a very thick beer. Date on this one is 12/15/20. It looks like almost like a triple IPA, how that was pouring out. I don't think I've had a double white stout ever. I don't know how many breweries make them, so this is a first. Kind of tannish colored head, kind of orangish, translucent coming up from the color of the beer. Pretty much all small bubbles. I do have a couple medium. About a half a finger of head. Bubbles on the side are compact like dish soap. Very cloudy, very dark orange, like a dirty orange in color. You could say double, triple IPA. Can't see through that thing at all. So this is going to be an interesting one. Let's go ahead and smell. Definitely picking up on that pecan pie sweetness. It did say cinnamon, right? Yeah. Like a pecan pie cinnamon, like the filling of it, that's what I'm smelling. Yeah, very nicely roasted pecans is what I get out of it. Vanilla? I don't get vanilla. And peaches? I don't get peaches either. I think that pecan pie filling is taking over most of this. So let's go ahead and taste. Whew. Wow. Very strong cinnamon flavor, like big time strong. Thicker side, medium, maybe a little bit heavier and medium. Wow. That cinnamon is very, very present. As the aftertaste settles down, I do get some of that pecan semi-sweetness in there, but that cinnamon does stay. It seems like at the beginning of the palate, it's like nice light sweetness. I don't know if that's coming from the peaches. Then you do get some of that pecan filling, but after that, that cinnamon just really kicks in. It does seem like there is a fruit there, which I guess I'm not sure if I would call it peaches. If I was doing this blind. C- because you get that pecan pie filling at the beginning, like I was saying. That cinnamon really rolls through there. Maybe I would say peaches. It's definitely a fruit. A sweeter fruit. I'm going to say I wouldn't say peaches. Even though it does taste like peaches. And the color, I guess you could say, is more peach. This is kind of the color my peach mead was lighter. But I could see that color being a peach. Definitely, I wouldn't call it a white stout. You know, you're not getting that roasted malt in there. You're not getting, say, white chocolate or coffee in there. So I'm not sure why they're calling this a white stout. It doesn't mention anything about a white stout on the can anywhere. Nothing. Hmm. 13%. You can't really taste it. My stomach is warm though. So that would give me an indication that it's high in ABV, but 13%, there's no way I would say even anything close. Maybe 8 because of the body of it. The cinnamon seems to be settling down in my mouth now. Seems to mix a little bit better now that my palate's probably warmed up to it. On this one, I would go 4 out of 5. I think it's good. It's not overly sweet. There's some flavors there, and at least right now that cinnamon isn't overpowering. I think I'm missing the vanilla in here. I wish the vanilla was there. I wish that cinnamon was toned down some. But overall, good beer. 13% beer for $6, something like this. I think that's fair. Would I pick any more up? No. So yeah, 4 out of 5. Let's check Untappd. None of my friends have had it. 170 people have checked it in. 3.8 out of 5, so I'm a little bit higher. Delicious, nice vanilla and cinnamon is what this person said. Very sweet. I don't think it's overly sweet. I wouldn't go into this thinking it's like a dessert stout. I think it's a little bit lighter than a dessert stout. And that is about it from here. So yeah, I would say this is one, if you're into these kind of beers, very adjunct beers, definitely worth picking one up and trying it. But if you're not, yeah, I'd probably stay away from it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.